You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And you're going to have to excuse me because at least once or twice during the course of this morning, I'm going to probably say Monday. But it's not, is it? It's Tuesday. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday. We're into the month of May already. Absolutely. We're already up to the 3rd as well. Lovely to be with you this morning. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM. I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock. So if you've got nothing better to do, do stick around. Let's take a look, shall we? Let's look at a couple of things in the world of entertainment this morning. We've got, tell you what, a poem and two books in actual fact. Starting back in the year 1915, the poem In Flanders Fields is written by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, very famous a wartime poet, which I actually had the honour of reading at an event a couple of years ago. 1926, the revival of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, that opened in New York on this day, 1926. And in 1937, Gone with the Wind, a novel by Margaret Mitchell, wins the Pulitzer Prize, and that was for fiction.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. That's Lights, of course, from Ellie Goulding. Brings in on this morning's program. And that was, gosh, back in 2011 when that was released on the 16th of February. Came off of the album, which was Bright Lights. Before that, well, we went back to the 1970s. Natural fact, 1977. It was a song called Thunder Island, and it was the lead single off of the album Thunder Island by American musician Jay Ferguson. Featured number 9 for him on the US Billboard Hot 100 in the week of April the 1st. No, it wasn't a joke, of 1978. The recording features Joe Walsh, by the way, on guitar. In Canada, it reached number 8. Say no more.
This morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me. Traffic's backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway. The highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders. Gonna have a good day, a good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love. I save those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. the sharpest. You'll always have a part of me, a part of me. Losing you, it's always been the hardest. I wish it were the old days. Cause I was 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they weren't like yours, but yours were more understanding. I never fell in love. I saved those feelings for you when we did all the stupid shit.
Called 18. Sure enough, that's Khaled Mohammed Khaled, and we know him as just DJ Khaled, American DJ, record executive, and record producer. And he first gained prominence, natural fact, as a radio host back in the 1990s on radio station 99 Jams, and translated his popularity by working with Terror Squad as a DJ for their live performances. So there we go, DJ Khaled here on The Breakfast Show, doing all those shh things that young kids do. And why not? We're all young once, don't we? Just remember that you do pay for it as you get older. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Right, that has bought us, I tell you what, talk about efficient for the month of May. Exactly, 15 minutes, and that's after the hour, 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, the 3rd of May. What have we got for you in the shower this morning? Oh, I know. Let's see, well, let's get the water sorted out. There we go. This is Ginny. Keep warm. Oh, yes, indeedy. There we go. In the shower with you this morning, Ginny, and keep warm. And it's about time for you to, well, get out. That's it. Get out and go off to wherever it is you're supposed to be going on this Tuesday morning. So far, I've been pretty good. I managed to get Tuesday in. Feel very relaxed after my sort of long weekend. Hope you do as well. Hope you had a great time. If you did anything exciting, do let us know. You can always WhatsApp us here on The Breakfast Show. 677-188-22. Yeah, 677-188-22. And if you're listening overseas, we do have quite a few people do listen to us overseas. Yes, our infection gets everywhere. Just put plus of 507 in front. So it'll be 507-677-188-22. It's as easy as that. There we go. Jason Derulo.
Everybody's looking for love. Oh, ain't that the reason you're at this club? Oh, you ain't gonna find a dick with him. No, no, I got a better solution for you, girl.
Jerry D.
No go.
tell you what, he's made that record with quite a few people, you know. Elton John, and don't go breaking my heart. By the one before that, Jason Derulo, and In My Head. This one, by the way, Elton John, say don't go breaking my heart. And this time, doing it with RuPaul on there. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Matthew Sweet and Entangled.
There's no telling what you'll see, who you'll be when you get to the other side. There's no knowing where you are or how far to the one where your fate feels right. Follow time as it flows both ways. Dreaming of a direction in universes all around me. Meeting in another dimension, each one unaware. There's no knowing what it is, and it is what it is, and we can't know why. There's no knowing where you are, or how far till the one where your fate feels right. Follow.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of May. If you have just joined us, a very good morning to you. We've been here for half an hour already. Let's take a look, shall we? Some of the Panama News headlines, which we're going to be looking at more detail later on this morning. But I tell you what, I do like to go through the epidemiological report. And yesterday, Monday, it showed 538 new infections of COVID-19, which increases the total number of cases since the pandemic arrived in Panama, 777,658. Now, to find the new cases, they did 4,538 tests, which yield a positivity percentage of just a fraction under 12% at 11.9%. Now, after not registering deaths for 72 hours, the ministry did announce one death occurred in the last 24 hours, and the accumulated number of deaths now amounts to 8,185. Now, while there were 6,303 active cases throughout the country, of which 6,203 are in home isolation, and there are 100 hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 6,181 at home and 22 in what we call the hospital hotels. In the wards, there are 88 hospitalized patients and 12 in the intensive care units. According, by the way, to the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, the corregimientos that continue to mark the majority of new cases are San Francisco, Juan Diaz, in the District of Panama, Rufina Alfaro in the District of San Miguelito, and Chitre in the province of Herrera. And just referring to the San Miguelito Health Region, the Ministry of Health reported that as of Monday, there were 487 active cases of COVID-19 in this district. The district with the most active cases are Rufino Alfaro, 167, Jose Domingo Espinar, 95, and Almelia Denis de Icaza, 57, reported the Ministry of Health. Now, the epidemiologist and director of the Metropolitan Region of Health, Israel Cedeño, asked the school authorities to report the cases of COVID-19 to the health centres or to the corresponding regional directorate. He added that several official and private schools are not adequately complying with the biosafety standards and are not reporting cases or when they have infected personnel. The Ministry of Education states that in the first 8 weeks of classes, there have been 400 cases of COVID-19. The plenary session of the Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, concluded that an editorial note of the newspaper La Prensa, which was published on the 6th of September back in 2017, in which it referred to the use of criminal jurisdiction to shield politicians, including former President Ricardo Martinelli, did not violate the Electoral Code. The complaint was filed by Luis Eduardo Camacho, spokesperson for Martinelli, alleging that the publication clashed with regulations on electoral propaganda. The ruling, by the way, of the Tribunal Electoral, which was on the 28th of April, under the presentation of Magistrate Alfredo Juncker, sustained that, quote, the publication does not constitute electoral propaganda, nor does it infringe the electoral ban. At least 32 judges who provide oral judgment functions and compliance courts of the accusatory penal system, the SPA, based in Plaza Agora, were transferred to a new unit in the district of Ancon. The movements were made by the judicial branch based on the need to attend these hearings, since at the SPA headquarters in Plaza Agora, the more than 15 hearing rooms were not enough to attend the growing number of hearings. For this reason, 6 rooms were set up to hold trials and another 4 for compliance rooms in the former headquarters of the Boston School in Balboa. And some 17 people were charged for the alleged commission of the crime of gang activity. Among those apprehended would be an alleged leader, according to the investigations carried out by the Superior Prosecutor's Office specialized in crimes of illicit association. In a hearing of multiple requests before a court of guarantees, 16 people were ordered the precautionary measure of provisional detention. Meanwhile, one accused person was placed under house arrest. These people alleged members of the Afghanistan gang. They're required for investigations carried out by the public ministry since June of 2020. And in the last 24 hours, some 742 people have been apprehended in the country, reported the National Police. Of that figure, 338 were for warrants, 287 for administrative offences, 71 for flagrancy, 30 for micro-trafficking and 16 for drug trafficking. And last but not least, there's a good... this is at the Biomuseum. It says here, the effects of the irresponsible hand of man on the planet are becoming more and more evident. A panorama, often bleak, that has become so everyday that it seems to surprise few people who have become accustomed to it. So perhaps the ideal would be to see the damage that exists on the planet from above. And this is what the new Biomuseum installation entitled Global Warming and Its Consequences, A View from Space. That's what it's all about. So do check that out. We'll no doubt be talking more about that as well. We'll get Yasmin to give a few more details on that, because it could be done as a bit of a what, where and when later on today. All being well, I have a guest coming in around about 8:30 this morning, or coming in, probably joining me on Zoom, and that's Chris Young from Bolchetti. Remember, Chris used to speak to us quite often. He's got a restaurant there in Bolchetti. He's doing some great work, great charitable work there, getting work for people that have Down syndrome, and he's placing them in restaurants. A good, great thing he's doing. So he's going to be talking to us about that a little bit later on this morning. This is D-Train. Come on, let's wake up, boys and girls. If you hear me nodding off, just shout at me. Just don't know. plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come on, here. Don't touch that
Belinda Carlisle and Circle in the Sand. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep an eye on the time. We are 13 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And, well, I hope you can stick around with us for, well, stick around with us for as long as you possibly can. I'm going to be here till 10. You've got nothing better to do. At least put me in your earphones anyway and can't be around with you. Circling the Saturn, by the way, yeah, Belinda Carlisle, off of her second studio album. That was Heaven on Earth, released back in 1987. Written by Rick Knowles, who also produced the song, and Ellen Shipley. Circling the Saturn was the third single released from Heaven on Earth on May of 1988. Became Belinda Carlisle's really third consecutive top 10 hit in the United Kingdom and United States, reaching number 4 and 7 respectively. Also did pretty well in Canada, ending the year as the country's 69th most successful hit. Right, let's see, what have I got for you next? Oh, I tell you what, I've got one here from Karen White. I was thinking about playing this as our shower song this morning, but I'm going to play it now. It's a fairly lively one. We dine lively first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
There we go, Karen White and Romantic. Now, just going back to this day in the world of entertainment, if you want to go back to the year 1964, Jerry. Yes, that's not me, that's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Might have one of those soon, but that's neither here nor there. Jerry and the Pacemakers, they made their US TV debut. And like many of the acts that came over to the UK, it was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And they performed this one. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Cry.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying. Stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
Another of the great groups that came out of Liverpool over there in the UK. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying by Jerry and the Pacemakers, written by Jerry Marsden, Freddie Marsden, Les Chadwick, Les McGuire, all members of Jerry and the Pacemakers. First recorded an issue, by the way, as a single by Louise Corday in February of 1964. Well, after her version failed to chart, the song was recorded by Jerry and the Pacemakers themselves in April of 1964, and their version became an international hit and remains one of their best-known singles. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Mariah Carey. Someday.
No. escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, as you just heard. Let me just remind you, by the way, our friends at Inquenta 24. Have you tried the new Inquenta 24 Entrega a Domicilio? Well, you sell E24, yes, they picks up in your place, delivers it to the buyer, and pays you directly into your account. It's fast, it's secure, it's easy. Inquenta 24, Entrega a Domicilio. Do give it a try. Why not? They do try and make life easy for you, don't they? Right, let's take a look. Bother for keeping an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 1 minute. That's after the hour of, well, 7 o'clock. Yep, we're moving our way through our Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at some of the international news. Needless to say, a lot of it is referring to the problems in Europe with Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry accused Israel on Tuesday of supporting neo-Nazis in Ukraine, further escalating a row which began when Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claimed that Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins. Israel lambasted Lavrov on Monday, saying his claim made when talking about Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is Jewish, was an unforgivable falsehood that debased the horrors of the Nazi Holocaust. And Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's suggestion that Nazi leader Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins showed that Moscow has forgotten or never learned the lessons of World War II. I've got no words. No one has heard any denial or any justification from Moscow. All we have from there is silence. This means that the Russian leadership has forgotten all the lessons of World War II, Zelensky, who is Jewish, said in his nightly video message. Ukraine has formally closed its four Black and Azov Sea ports, which Russian forces have captured, the Ukrainian Agricultural Ministry said on Monday. The Azov Sea ports of Mariupol, Berdyansk and Sakhadovsk and the Black Sea port of Kherson were closed until the restoration of control, the ministry said in a statement. The adoption of this measure is caused by the impossibility of servicing ships and passengers carrying out cargo, transport and other related economic activities, ensuring the appropriate level of safety of navigation, it said. Pope Francis said in an interview published on Tuesday that he asked for a meeting in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin to try to stop the war in Ukraine, but had not received a reply. The Pope also told Italy's Corriere della Sera newspaper that Patriarch Kirill of the Russian Orthodox Church, who has given the war his full-throated backing, cannot become Putin's altar boy. 2 months after warning that Beijing appeared poised to help Russia in its fight against Ukraine, senior U.S. officials say that they have not detected overt Chinese military and economic support, a welcome development in the tense U.S.-China relationship. U.S. officials told Reuters in recent days that they remained wary about China's long-standing support for Russia in general, but that the military and economic support that they worried about has not come to pass, at least for now. The relief comes at a pivotal time. Taiwan announced on Tuesday that it was cutting to 7 days from 10 mandatory quarantine for all arrivals, its latest relaxation of the rules to try to live with COVID-19 and resume normal life, even as the number of domestic infections spikes. Taiwan has kept its quarantine rules in place as large parts of the rest of Asia have relaxed or lifted them completely, though it had already reduced the time spent in isolation from 2 weeks down to 10 days. This was in March. The leaders of Japan and Thailand announced a new defense agreement on Monday, as well as plans to upgrade their economic relations as Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida wrapped up the last leg of a three-nation tour of Southeast Asia. The agreement would facilitate the transfer of defense hardware and technology from Japan to Thailand, which has one of the region's biggest and most equipped armies and a long history of ties with the United States military. Further details on the deal were not disclosed. And Russia has rerouted internet traffic in the occupied Ukrainian region of Kherson through Russian communications infrastructure, the Internet Service Disruption Monitor NetBlox said on Monday. The move appeared aimed at tightening Moscow's grip on a region where it claims it has taken full control. Russia-appointed authorities in parts of Kherson have said that the region would start using the Russian ruble on Monday, May the 1st. Sunday, wasn't it, May the 1st? Because today is the 3rd. Not silly here, are we? That's it. Let's have a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. This Tuesday morning, yes, we have skipped a day, which is all rather nice. It's called Get Away from Earth, Wind and Fire. Keeping eye on the time, we're just making our way to 9 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I tell you, we've got two in a row. When I was rummaging through my record collection, I came across another one of these tracks. What is being sampled? Starting off with Enrique Iglesias, Love to See You Cry, who is sampling a piece of music in their song. Who is it? You'll find out straight afterwards.
Baby, I just wanna touch you, feel you. coming to the moment when you know your heart can break. I'm inside you, I'm around you. I just wanna hear you right here again. I don't know why.
There we go. I told you we started off with Enrique Iglesias there and Love to See You Cry. And I was playing it. I said, who's that sample? Who's that sample? Then it came to me. It's Mojo and Lady. Hear me tonight. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just a few seconds away from 16 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And, well, wherever it is you're going this morning, I hope you're making it all okay. Just take it easy. Relax. We've missed a day. It's Tuesday. Right, let's take a look and see what the weather's doing for today, shall we? We're going to start off over in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba, as we do. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 30 degrees being the maximum temperature, which is not too unpleasant, with 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. Chance of some isolated showers during the course of the morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and tonight it's going to be cloudy. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, province of West Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 80%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight stormy rains. Make sure you've got your paraguas with you. Now moving along the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. A little bit cooler with the thermal sensation than West Panama at 37 degrees Celsius. 80% relative humidity. Now I can tell you, looking at our, doing our own little weather report here, looking out of the studio window, it's sunny. I'm not even sure. I would say it's partially cloudy. It looks rather nice at the moment. But what does it say? It says stormy rains during the course of cloudy during the course of the morning. We've only got, it's not cloudy. It's partially cloudy, or not even cloudy at all. So they're still wrong. That's this morning. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight, stormy rains. Right, so that's it. Let's take a look out at the Gulf of Panama. Notice a lot of the gin palaces coming back yesterday afternoon after the long weekend. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, if you're still out there, with 23 being the minimum. Hottest so far, with the thermal sensation at 39 degrees Celsius, and highest relative humidity as well at 90%. So there we go. There's your forecast. Let's take a look at the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off, as we like to, with the tides, with the Pacific. And we got high tide was at 5:29 this morning, and that was 4.51 metres. Low tide will be at 11:27 this morning, and that'll be 0.4 of a metre. High tide again, 5:36 in the afternoon, and that's 4.69 metres. Low tide, the next one, that's 11:47 p.m. tonight, and that is 0.15 of a meter, the last low tide. Moving over to the Caribbean, well, not much happening today, just a high tide and a low tide. The high tide was at 2:16 this morning, so we've had that. The only thing we got left to excite us is the low tide, and that's going to be at 10:51 this morning. So we've got the high tide at 2:16, that was 0.3 of a meter. The low tide at 10:51, see, I'm stretching this out, 10:51 this morning, minus 0.12 of a meter. And then there's absolutely nothing happening until tomorrow. So there we go, there are your tides for today. Now, let's take a look at the actual sea conditions. We're starting off with the Caribbean. Very, very light winds this morning, just a very slight breeze at 5 kilometres an hour coming from the southwest. Needless to say, there are no advisory for you this morning. Conditions are good. Waves are going to be at 3 feet. During the course of the afternoon, we're not looking at any change. Only change northwesterly direction will be the breeze at 5 kilometres an hour. No change there. Waves at 3 feet. Moving across to the Pacific, again, good conditions. Again, very light breeze at 5 kilometres an hour. This morning it'll be coming from the easterly direction on the Pacific coast. Waves at 2 feet. During the course of the afternoon, the breeze is actually dropping down to 3 kilometres an hour. And that'll be coming from the southwest. And waves, well, they're going to remain at 2 feet. So there we go then. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. Now, let's get back to the music. Here's an oldie, Neil Sedaka, called Bad Blood. After this one, we've got a request for you. Mary Lou. There we go, Neil Sedaka and Bad Blood. By the way, for keeping an eye on the time, 24, making our way to 24 and a half minutes after 7. And by the way, relevant to this day, if you're a Twister fan, you ever play Twister? 1966, the game Twister was featured on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Brings back memories, the old Twister game. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody a very good morning. She got herself a Red Devil this morning. But she said she was comfortable, so that's okay. And so she says, good day, everybody. Could you please play Bungle in the Jungle from Jethro Tull?
Chill through the night, eh? Is it so frightening to have me? Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. I'm quite proud of myself, really. I got Tuesday right so far all week, all morning. Don't know what happened to Monday. Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday morning. World stocks rose on Tuesday, and U.S. 10-year Treasury yields rose above 3% as investors prepared for the Federal Reserve's biggest rate hike since 2000. In a busy week for central bank meetings, Australia's central bank raised its key rate by a bigger-than-expected 25 basis points on Tuesday, lifting the Australian dollar as much as 1.3% and hitting local shares. On Thursday, the Bank of England is expected to raise rates for the fourth time in a row. MSCI's benchmark for global stocks gained 0.1% by 8:13 GMT as European shares rose after surviving a flash crash on Monday caused by a single sell order trade by Citigroup. The Pan-European Stocks 600 equity benchmark was up 0.8%, bouncing back from Monday's losses with a tech-led rally on Wall Street and supported by upbeat earnings, reports and gains in banking stocks tracking higher bond yields. These are small flashes of sunshine in the markets. The broader scenario, however, is not encouraging, said Enrico Vaccari, head of institutional sales at Consult Invest in Milan. The dollar held just below a 20-year high against a basket of currencies on Monday before an expected Federal Reserve rate hike this week, with traders focused on more potential for the U.S. central bank to adopt an even more hawkish tone than many expect. The Fed has taken an increasingly aggressive approach to monetary policy as it tackles inflation that is soaring at its fastest pace in 40 years. It is expected to hike rates by 50 basis points and announce plans to reduce its $9 trillion balance sheet when it concludes its two-day meeting on Wednesday. The European Union was preparing sanctions on Russian oil on Monday, with possible exemptions for wary countries, and warned that complying in full with Moscow's proposed scheme to receive gas payments in rubles would breach existing EU sanctions. The European Commission is expected to propose a sixth package of EU sanctions this week against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, including a potential embargo on buying Russian oil, a measure that would deprive Moscow of large revenue streams, but that has so far divided EU countries. Russia supplies 40% of EU gas and 26% of its oil imports. BP does not expect any let-off in oil prices in the near term, as the volume of Russian oil impacted by Western sanctions was expected to double, Chief Executive Officer Bernard Looney said. Now, there is 1 million barrels a day of Russian crude off the system today. We think that we'll probably double this in this month when existing sanctions come into effect, Looney told Reuters. Oil prices, which hit their highest since 2008 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February, were set to remain volatile, according to Looney. Elon Musk is in talks with large investment firms and high net worth individuals about taking on more financing for his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter Inc. and trying to use less of his wealth in the deal. And people familiar with the matter have reported. Venture capital is making a big move on crypto in 2022. Scared of being left in the digital dust, private equity investors are stampeding towards crypto projects, blockchain-based apps, and platforms fueled by cryptocurrencies that are native to the virtual economies of the metaverse and Web3. No, I'm not confused at all. VC investment in such products totaled $10 billion globally in the first quarter of this year. The largest quarterly sum, by the way, ever, and more than double the level seen in the same period a year ago, according to data from PitchBook. And that's it. That's some of the international news on this Tuesday morning, brought to you here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
be very nice. Someone to love me right. That would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand to be a team with me. So nice. That would be so nice. If one day I find someone who would take my hand and stand up for love with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. So nice, that would be so nice. Maybe one day I'd find someone who to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart then give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, love would be so nice. Maybe if one day I find someone who
was so nice. Well, it was called So Nice. That's what I mean. Bass, you're there together with Taro Hakase.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
I'm waiting. I need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
Well, there's one getting a lot of airplay on the other side of the pond in the UK. A lot of times that I hear that over the weekend when I was doing my homework, listening to the music they were playing. That's Lizzo and About Damn Time. And it was released 14th of April of this year. It's on Nice Life Recordings and Atlantic Records. Her lead single is from her upcoming fourth studio album, which is called Special. And I tell you what, looking at the songwriters here, I don't know, they've got a list of songwriters. We've got one, two, they've got Blake Stacklin, Eddie Frederick, Larry Price, Malcolm McLaren, Melissa Jefferson, Ronald Luckett. It goes on and on and on. How can you get that many people writing a song? You never get there at all, would you? 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Throw a party, yeah. Throw a party.
There we go. That's Mr. George Ezra and Green Green Grass. Breakfast show time. We're almost 12 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Local news for you. Don't forget the top of the hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, around about 8.25, 8.30, we'll link up with Chris. Chris Young in Bolchetti. He's doing some great work there with some wonderful people. He's getting them put into work in the restaurants. These are people that have Down syndrome. He's doing some great work. So Chris will be talking to us about this great project. By the way, did you know every 6 minutes someone buys a car, an Encuentro 24? Yeah. You've got more than 5,000 cars to pick here in Panama. Do it quickly, because, as well, you just heard, they go fast. Encuentro 24. If you publish it, they buy it. Now you know. Right. Hey! This is one of my favourite records so far this year. Okay, OTB, Old Kids on the Block. This is together with Salt and Pepper, En Vogue, Rick Ashley.
Like it was yesterday, we had that secret place where we would hide. Count the stars in the sky, and the promises we made were for life. And I know days go by, but it's something.
There we go. I love it. Yes, bring back the time. There, what a combination. New Kids on the Block together with Salt and Pepper en Vogue and Rick Ashley in their course as well. I tell you what, let's take their advice, shall we? Let's go back in time.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Row on the Breakfast Show.
Oh, there we go. Three great tracks in a row. Talk about going back in time. What we used to call them, Raves from the Grave. Don't Cross the River was that last one. That came from America. And the one in the middle, that was Incense and Peppermints by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Absolutely, they weren't smoking anything at all, were they? And the first one, that was from the Hollies, I'm Alive. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
comes off of an album called Eric Clapton and Friends, and there he is with his friend Tom Petty there, and it's called I Got the Same Old Blues. You are listening to us here on 89.3. It's The Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Is Labor Day meaning that you're supposed to labor or not to labor? In any case, I did a little of both. I labored a little and I didn't labor a little. So it was a nice, lovely day. However, we did get a strong, strong rain. Once again, things are popping up all over, greeny, greeny. I got a feeling that I'm going to be having avocados very soon because of all this rain. They're just popping up all over. And mangoes? Oh, if I had a dollar for every mango that's in my backyard, I could retire and I could live better, oh, than my parents, than my parents. Oh, my goodness. What's going on here? It's good stuff. All good stuff. Can't believe how fast things can grow in an overnight rain. It's, you know, it's funny. During the dry season, occasionally you water your plants with the hose and whatnot, and they survive. But it isn't until that rain comes that they just burst out of the ground with green and go, I'm here, I'm tasting that tasty water. Some people say it's because the Sahara sands have gotten into the winds, and the winds have carried across the ocean, and when it rains, it dumps down on there. One doesn't know, one could believe it, not sure. Anyways, I'm hoping you all have a wonderful Sahara rain, and that it refreshes you and your body and all the things green around you. And on them pretty flowers that are popping up. I wish they'd rain on the dogs so they'd shut up. But anyways, all right, keep well, safe, and back to you in the studio!
The same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
perfect day. The sun is sinking low as evening falls. The gentle breezes blow. The time we shared went by so fast, just like a dream.
It's Your World Now. Comes from the Eagles. Personally, what I think is one of their best albums, The Long Road Out of Eden. Keep an eye on the timer, exactly 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And as I promised, we'll be linking up with Chris Young in the country of Chiriqui. And he's in Boquete. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How is life in the land of Chiriqui?
Oh, the rain's starting to happen and the weather's getting a little cooler, and but we're still in the little village. It's awesome up here in Boquete.
And how's everything going with you personally? How about the restaurants?
Yeah, the restaurants, it's been a very interesting, you know, year, 2 years for everybody, I guess. We've been plugging away, and we keep pushing, and every day presents a new interesting challenge. It just keeps us out of trouble and on our toes, I guess.
Oh, well, if you're keeping out of trouble, I'm not sure that's so good.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you. Anyway, listen, let's talk about staying in trouble. You, because a good friend of ours, you know, acquaintance of both of us, Dominic, gave me a call the other week. He said, you know Chris? I said, yeah, of course I know Chris. You know, I used to sort of talk to him sort of fairly regularly there in Boquete. And he was telling me about this great program that you've got sort of committed to training and placing, people in jobs that have got special needs. I know you're concentrating on Down syndrome and, autism at the moment. But tell me, how did this come about, Chris? What prompted you to go ahead with this?
Well, my brother has Down syndrome, so it's always been something very special.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
He's 32 years old, and he does live here in Boquete. And it's just, I met a guy who worked at a place called Hugs in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a restaurant that only hires and operates off of Down syndrome.
Oh, people. Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So he's got some experience. We connected on that front, and we decided let's move forward with training and coaching, and some of the kids that we currently have aren't old enough to work, but it gives them something to do and gives them a sense of purpose, and we have about six kids training right now. They're learning, you know, how to cut carrots, how to carry pots of water in the kitchen, how mm-hmm. to cookies, pancakes. All, I mean, some of it's very basic. Some of it's a little more advanced. Mm-hmm. And then we have a few that are working breakfast at one of the restaurants, filling up coffee, greeting people at the door.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the idea behind it. It's awesome. It really is awesome.
No, it is. It's a great thing. When Dominic Thomas said we must chat about this, perhaps it's something we could get to, to sort of spread around. But and what sort of reaction are you getting from the other restaurants, for instance, where you're placing the people?
Well, it's been really good. Coming out of or even still in a recession. I was thinking it would be a little more, I'd have a little more, hesitation, but everybody that I've talked to is just like, yeah, let's do it. It's a few hours, a few days a week. So it's not a big, heavy hit on the payroll.
Sure.
But yeah, they've been really open to it. In fact, even in the city, a few chefs have been like, hey, if you get somebody, we'd love to take them in the city. We got, it's fairly new. We're a few months into this. So, there's things that we probably don't know we need yet or need to do yet. And things that we're learning. Yeah.
And tell me something with something like this, Chris, do you get any help or any acknowledgement from any sort of official source from the government or anything like that?
Well, like a lot of things, it's very complicated to figure out. There, going into this in the beginning, I was told that you could get from the Ministry of Toronto, you would get half of the salary monthly would be covered. I've discovered since then, one of the first students, his father was a lawyer for the banana company. So he's been helping us get through this. There is you can take it off your taxes at the end of the year. So there's a little process that you do. So there is something. It's better than nothing. And there's also been some people that have come forward and said, I would like to be anonymous and help pay for, somebody's
salary. Oh, that's nice. Lovely.
Salary.
Oh, wonderful. And, I mean, you mentioned that, you've got a reaction from some of the restaurants here in the city. Have you got anybody here in the city that is working with you on that or that could help?
Well, there's Amael, the chef and owner of Siete Granos, he has a show called La Cocina de Ají. They were just up here in Boquete, and we spent a few days with them, and he's really motivated to help and do whatever he can to help, yeah.
And tell me, just Chris, for my own information, excuse my ignorance, I mean, obviously, we've worked quite a bit over the years with respect to people that suffer from autism. The societies here, which have sort of worked with that. So I know if you like the situations that people with autism have to work with. How does this work with people that have Down syndrome, Chris?
Well, Down syndrome is very different. And actually there's one kid that we have that has both Down syndrome and autism. And it's interesting to see I've never been exposed to someone with both, and it's very, but Down syndrome, they're very loving, they're very outgoing, they're very touchy-feely, they want to hug you, especially if they've been locked up for the last, 3 years because of the pandemic, they're just ready to interact with people, whereas the autism are a little more, they're comfortable in their own little world, and
a little bit more introvert, aren't they?
Yes, exactly.
Listen, I've got a little message just come in here from our regular list. So this is Mary Lou, and she says, she's giving you a gold thumbs up here. She says, so nice that Chris is doing such a great thing for these people. Down syndrome people are lovely people. They're full of love to give.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Mary Lou.
No, that's right. And I mean, how do you hope in the future you might be able to develop this? Have you got a foundation or anything like that that's set up, Chris? Or?
Not yet. I'm working on it. Really, like I said, we're a few months into this, and we just started with basically my brother. And and then we created an Instagram account, and then a couple things here and there. There's a little bit today at 12 o'clock on Next TV will be a there'll be a little, they interviewed one of the chefs that's helping. Two of the chefs today, I think, will be on there.
Oh, excellent.
So you can see that and hear a little bit more about that. But yeah, we've got an Instagram account and a will to work. So, and I have a meeting with my lawyer to move forward on the foundation and get a little more organized.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, and I'm just going to hear, because you just sent this, is the Instagram account, for who's interested in taking a good look. It's at Borchetti Inclusion on Instagram. So do go and check that. Go and check that out. And so when the restaurants take on these people with Down syndrome and autism, they're getting a regular salary, or is it, you know, I know you mentioned that it's you get a tax break on it, but it's sort of a regular salary?
Yeah, they're paying, well, it's an hourly rate. It's the minimum wage right now is what they're being paid.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And so, yeah, one of the boys, he's 30. And I said, Antonio, what are you going to do with this money? And he said, I'm saving up for a PlayStation 5. I was like, all right.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, yeah, I mean, it must be incredible for them, because it's giving them a sense of purpose, isn't it? I just think it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. I think I'm getting more out of it than anybody.
I can imagine.
You know, it's amazing.
I can imagine, Chris. That's wonderful. And tell me about you, sort of, Percy. You still got your same restaurants down up or down there in Borchetti?
Yeah. Well, I have Big Daddy's on downtown Borchetti and on Main Street. I have Tap Out Sports Zone, which is a sports bar.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I had that last time we talked.
No, I know you had was it 54 or something, a restaurant or
Boulder 54? Yes. We still have that. We've changed the concept and the name. It's called Mesa Azul. So yeah, we're still.
Oh, you're quite the entrepreneur.
Well, you know, yeah, and you know, the businesses are, they've gotten to a point with the teams that we have in place and the managers really, I can kind of step away and focus a lot more on this. The cooking and the meeting the clients is certainly, I love it. But working with these kids is really a passion, and I'm really
absolutely. And so, I mean, is there anything you need from this end? If you're looking at sort of helping develop this in the city, do you need anybody to give you a hand? Or
yeah, you know, I'm sure I will. Right now, we're just trying to, you know, there's so much that we don't know. We're learning every day, and definitely, if somebody is listening, and you know, they know somebody with a restaurant that would be open to bringing on one of these kids, you know, I just got a contact yesterday from a woman in the city that's going to bring her kid up here for 3 days.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And, so doors are starting to be opened and so it's growing, and it's a little scary, because like I said, there's so many things that I don't know right now. And, I've never done anything like this before, but I have the passion and the will, and I'm really excited about what's happening.
I mean, there are sort of foundations and associations, Chris, that help and deal with people with autism and Down syndrome. Are you working with any of those, for instance?
There's one in David, La Hojitas de Amor, and they have been really awesome in guiding us and sending us. Most of our kids are from there. So
okay.
Yeah, and they've been doing it for 13 years. And I tell you, when we met, the lady's name is Yolanda. There were three of us at the table. And when she said, you know, for 13 years, I've been trying to find jobs for these kids, and you guys are the first that have opened your doors. I mean, it was really an emotional moment at the table. There wasn't a dry eye there.
Oh, no, that's wonderful. I mean, do you think you'll be able to spread, I mean, I know you're working primarily right now with restaurants, but any chance to be able to sort of spread this out into other businesses?
Absolutely. There's one of the girls that is in the foundation in David. She's a massage therapist. She has a certificate. So I've reached out to a couple massage therapists to say, hey, do you have an old massage chair that you want to donate? And just different things like that. Absolutely. I've thought about that for sure, because the restaurant business can be tough and, so absolutely, if there's anybody with a business that has any kind of it would like to get involved, would love to talk to them.
All right, I think it's absolutely great, Chris. Look, I tell you what. If there's anything we can do here, if you want us to, sort of have a wander around, perhaps speak to some of the foundations here or give you any help, just let us know. I mean, we'd be happy to help out.
For sure. Thank you, Jerry. That's awesome.
And, you know, congratulations to you. And I mean, you're working on your own? You have a little team working together? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. It's working. It's working well.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, how often do you get up into the city?
Occasionally. I try to make it once a month, but I just got back from the city, actually. I'll hit you up next time I'm in.
No, I was going to say, definitely do that. You know, give us a shout and come in and have a chat and a coffee and a bit of rum.
Sounds good. I can bring both from Panama Red if you want.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Look, Chris, again, firstly, a big thank you to you. And like Mary Lou, a big golden thumbs up. I've always known you've been a sort of a worker down there. You've always been really busy in the Bocchetti scene, and this is absolutely wonderful. And we take our hat off to you. And as I said, anything we can do here, you just got to ask.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jerry. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Chris. And look after yourself, and all being well, we'll have you here in the studio next time you pop up to the city.
Sounds good. Perfect.
All right, man. All the very best to you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Chris Young with us there from Bocchetti. And what great things he's doing. And if there's anybody out there listening and you'd like to help or know a little bit more or get involved, all you've got to do is drop us a WhatsApp, 677-18822, 677-18822. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, and we'd be happy to point you in the right direction, put you in touch with Chris or anything like that, because he's doing absolutely wonderful things there. So nice to hear. And we need good news, don't we? There's so much, I'm going to say it anyway, there's so much shit around these days. We need something like that to cheer us all up and give us faith and hope in mankind. Here is Elvis Presley and Michael Bublé and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said that Julie, baby, you've been flamed. I give us fever. When we kiss, it's fever with thy flame.
Fever,
I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill her, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever." With his kisses, fever, when he holds it tight. Fever, I'm his mistress. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Listen to my story.
Now you listen to my story.
Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you a fever. When we kiss you, fever, if you love me. Fever. Till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to get burned. What a lovely way to go. What a lovely way to go.
Tell you what a combination. Elvis Presley together with Michael Bublé and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and that was, needless to say, you know, Fever. This is Lifted.
Lift it up today. Lift.
Lighthouse Family and Lifted. Time, keeping an eye on the time still, 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Just take a little rummage around some of the tech news for this Tuesday morning. They had one of these other warehouses voting on whether to have a union or not. Well, as you know, just a month ago, a warehouse voted in favour in New York. Well, Staten Island Amazon workers rejected a union call just a month after a neighbouring warehouse voted in favour of the company's first union. Employees at a second location rejected the movement with 380 votes in favour and 618 that were opposed. And Amazon is closing 6 Whole Foods stores. Bloomberg first reported that after shuttering dozens of its physical stores around the country, Amazon is closing a handful of Whole Foods stores as well, including in Chicago and in Boston. Oh, I'm going there in July. I won't be able to go to the Amazon store. Gorillas is struggling to hit a $5 billion target valuation as it seeks new funding. Sources said that delivery startup also had informal merger talks with rival Joker, a reflection of the uphill battle facing Gorillas and other delivery services. Gorillas. Did they make glue? No, there's something completely different. 6.5 minutes of bliss. The Rolling Stones. Time waits for no one.
Right here.
That's it, the Rolling Stones and Time Waits for No One. Taking us up to the top of the hour, to the news at 9 o'clock, this is Simply Red and More.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news, he'll play you the blues, he'll tell you the specials and what to choose. They'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but the breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay.
My eyes off of you, you'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. And take my eyes off of you. Ooh, what in the way that I stand? There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. Oh, there are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Yeah, my baby.
Then take my eyes off you.
Back to 1977, May, in actual fact, the 2nd of May. So that would have been yesterday, right? Back in 1977. That was released, all you get from Love is a Love Song, composed by Steve Eaton, and previously recorded, in actual fact, by the Writer Brothers in 1975, and popularized by the Carpenters in 1977. It was released to the public on May the 21st, it says here, in 77. On its B-side, I Have You, a song released on a kind of Hush album in 1976. The song was also included on their 1977 album, which was called Passage. Before that one, the Supremes, together with, yes, the Supremes and the Temptations, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. This is Shakespeare's Sister, All the Queen's Horses. After this, we'll check in, see what Yaz has been up to, how her weekend was, and I think we might have a couple of tracks of this day in music.
You came to me with promise.
Shakespeare's sister, as I mentioned, and that was All the Queen's Horses. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 and a half minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for us to do a little bit of exercise. Always feel better after this, take a wander down the corridor, see if anybody's home. Oh, good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yes. Well, we missed Monday, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've been very good. I've not said Monday once.
Yeah.
I'm pleased with myself.
That's good.
Well, I have said it, but not in reference to today being Monday. Just want to make that clear. You know, people are like, oh, yes, you just said Monday. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Oh, very good. We spend the most of the days at home.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday we went to Sarasul just for the day.
Yes, you were telling me Ian painted the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it rained.
Yes.
Yeah, something about his personality, you know. Oh, what a good lad, though, getting up there, painting the roof, and then it poured on him.
So we still have the leaking problem.
You know the best thing? Go and get chewing gum.
Are you sure that works?
Oh, why not? Hey, and you know, this is an absolutely true story because, you know, sort of going back many years with cars, and I had my first car was a little Morris Minor with a split windscreen. It was very old, and it had a little four-cylinder side valve engine in it, and it was just like a square block. And these were notorious for sort of getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, the radiator decided to leak as well. And do you know what you do when you have a leaky radiator? In those days, you can't get away with it now, I don't think.
Use the gun?
No.
Why?
You break an egg and you put the white of the egg in the water of the radiator.
Oh.
And the white, it goes round. Of course, with the heat of the water, it solidifies and it blocks the leak.
Oh,
see,
wow.
See, we always used to carry groceries with us in those days.
But that was until you get to the...
Yeah, eventually you get it fixed. You get it welded or whatever. But it was a quick fix full of inventions like that. And I had a TR6 sports car, which I love. But it was the world's only sports car that didn't work in the summer. Because the heat... Because what it was... In fact, the TR6, I think it was the first... production car with mechanical fuel injection. In other words, not electronic as it is now. Mechanical fuel injection. And so, of course, you had the pump. You used to have to sort of keep the pressure of the fuel very high. So what used to happen in the summer was the heat of the pump would evaporate the fuel. So there was no fuel going to the engine because the heat of the pump was actually causing it to evaporate. And so you'd be sitting, I always remember you used to be sitting in the car on a nice English hot summer's day, and you'd be in traffic, and you'd hear this zzz, zzz.
Oh, yeah.
Zzz, zzz, zzz. This is the sort of little pump, and when it gets through the air, it goes zzz, zzz, and it goes zzz, and the car would stop. So the trick for that was that, what I did eventually was change the fuel pump from the standard to a Bosch fuel pump, which was very good because the fuel went around the outside and kept it cool. But what I used to do before that, and anybody with a Triumph TR6 will know this, is you always carry a cooler in the back, in the boot of the car, with a packet of frozen peas.
Oh, yeah?
So when the pump gets hot like that, you put the frozen peas on top of the pump. You see, this was car mechanics in those days. You know, chewing gum, eggs, frozen peas. You know, we used to do all sorts of things like that with our cars then. Then how things have changed now.
Yeah.
You've got to have a computer.
Oh, yes.
Just to change the water. So anyway, completely digressed. What were we talking about?
About the weekend.
We're talking about Ian getting away.
How was
away.
Yours?
Well, it was very relaxing, actually. There was nothing that had to be scheduled. So it was it was quite nice. It just sort of 3 days, just as they do. Meandered away, disappeared.
And it was raining every day, right?
I don't know, was it?
No.
I think we had rain some days, but didn't really notice it. Then we went off to Multi Plaza one day and things like that. So, yeah, it was nice. And then yesterday evening, Neil came over for dinner.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good life. Most of the time. So, and you've been rummaging around this day of music.
Yes, the first one is James Brown. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1933. Soul Brother, number one. 1966, US number 8, and UK number 13 single, It's a Man's World. 1986, UK number 5 single, Living in America, and 19 Live at the Polo.
Mm-hmm.
Brown demanded extreme discipline, I love this part, from his musicians and dancers. He had the practice of assessing fines on members of his band who broke his rules, such as wearing unshined shoes, dancing out of sync, or showing up late on stage.
Well, there you are, you see. We should introduce that here, yes. Fines?
Yeah.
Yeah, we make a bit of money at last. Guess which one I've chosen? I've chosen this one. Oh, there we go. Yes, that's it. That's the man himself, James Brown there, and living in America.
Mm-hmm, so cool.
Now we know how he got all his money. Find everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, wonderful idea.
No, but he was a great artist. So.
He was a great artist, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so was the other one.
Mm-hmm. Frankie Valli.
Yeah, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 1934. Singer from America rock and pop band The Four Seasons, who had the 1960s hits Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, and the 1976 UK and US number one single December 1963. Oh, what a night! They are one of the best selling musical groups of all time, having sold an estimated 100 million records worldwide.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it'd be nice if you got a dollar for each one, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, perhaps we should do that. Perhaps we should charge on a daily basis to listen to the program. I mean, come on, dollar a day is dirt cheap, really.
Mm-hmm.
mind you, this thing about 365 days a year. That's not so much after all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Let's forget that idea. And I tell you what, because they're such a successful group, I'm going to play two.
Okay, that's great.
I'm going to start with this one. Walk like a man, talk like a man.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
we go, yes. Two in a row.
Very nice.
Yeah, started off with, that was Walk Like a Man. Mm-hmm. And then that was December 1963. Oh, what a night. And so they went from very, very squeaky voices to not so squeaky voices. Over 10 years, I think it was, about that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, great music. Oh, so what is it today? No, you did Supermarket yesterday, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did some. Today, so, nothing else, maybe exercise.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel better for it. Well, you have a great day, yes. And I tell you, we're going with recycling tomorrow, aren't we?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, we had Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got Billy.
Oh, yes.
So we'll be talking about Billy tomorrow with friend. We've got Diego Ferro coming
exactly.
in to chat with us. So that's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're busy. It's only a 4-day week, isn't it?
Yes.
Today's not Monday. No, Tuesday. Oh, yes, have a great day.
Thank you. Too.
Best to Ian.
Okay.
All the best. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 before the hour of 10 o'clock. There we go. That was originally a song by Wings, released in 1976. The song was written and produced by Paul McCartney. Originally, with that version we played, there were a few cover versions, but that one is one that I like in particular. I like all the sound bites, etc. That's 1977 when that was released by Billy Paul, substituting a list of notable African-American figures such as Malcolm X and Louis Armstrong in lieu of the people named in the original. This version, by the way, reached number 91 on the Billboard Soul chart, but did a lot better over in the UK, where it got to 26 on the UK charts. There you go. Good song. I like that one. I like this one too. This comes from War. It's called Lowrider. There we go, that's War and Lowrider. Time on the Breakfast Show, time to squeeze a little bit of this in.
Before the fire, the pressure in my chest when you breathe in my ear. We both knew this would happen when you first appeared. My lady of the island, the brownness of your body in the fire glow, except the places where the sun refused to go. Our bodies were a perfect fit. In afterglow we lay, my lady of the island, letting myself wander through the world inside your eyes. You know I'd like to stay here until every tear runs dry.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Beams of sunshine light the stage, the red light's on. I never want to finish what I've just begun with you, my lady of the eye.
Isn't that nice? Cosby, Stills, Nash and Young and Lady of the Island. And that's what brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. This Tuesday morning's breakfast show. I got through the whole thing with getting the right day of the week. How nice is that? Anyway, big thanks this morning go out to, Chris Young, who joined me around about 8:30 this morning. Wonderful work he's doing there in Borketti with finding employment for people that suffer from Down syndrome and autism. So big thanks for that, Chris. Thanks for joining us this morning. And also to our Intrepid Outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her daily review of what's happening in the life of everyday country folk, probably in the city as well at the moment. So big thanks to Ingrid. And also to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, who does everything except play the music. That's my very own producer, Yasmin. She does all our social media and everything like that. And, of course, today had a couple of tracks from This Day in Music as well. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, for his work on the program. He's always working away there in the background. Big thanks to him. Boys and Girls, a group of grout to keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 6 o'clock in the morning. Believe it or not, tomorrow we say WTW. It'll be a Wednesday morning show. So please, whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.